said, I'm back. Yours truly, the one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today, I'm going to react to a video that has clearly nothing to do with common sense. It's the Black conservative perspective reacting to Joy Behar saying mainly only heterosexual males and conservative males like the NFL, which is complete horseshit. But you know, let's give a word from one of our sponsors.
Are you a musician looking for music marketing and promotion? Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pool promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
That's right. You heard the beautiful lady. If you need online marketing promotions, check us out. Go to promopalace.biz, one-stop shop for all marketing and promotions for musicians, products, brands, or services. All right, so let's get into it. Greg Foreman, Black Conservative Perspective, and the batshit crazy Joy Behar.
Hey guys, so this episode of Very Silly Responses to the Damar Hamlin tragedy incident that happened on the NFL football field just a few days ago, in which the Bills safety ended up going into cardiac arrest on the field after taking a direct hit to the chest. We got to talk about Joy Behar, who decided to use a moment where, you know, everybody from across the political spectrum, and also race, you know, sex, whatever, right? Everybody came together and prayed for this young man, and, you know, they're supporting this young man. And it really is a moment of unity in this country to show that as Americans, we really do care about each other. Joy Behar decided to, you know, stray away from that and to push more hate
and
division by basically taking a shot or ripping straight and conservative men for supporting tackle football. Take a look.
All right. I mean, my kid played football. He was recruited for college and he got a terrible hamstring injury getting hit. And I saw him collapse to the ground. Thank you. And he went through physical therapy for 6 months. Mm-hmm. And he realized at that point, that could happen to my brain.
Right.
Yeah. And so he quit. And he quit. And it was a very hard thing for him because he loved doing it. Yeah. But I don't think it's going to turn people away from this.
You know, let me stop real quick. Are we really applauding quitting? We're really applauding quitting. You know, I was hit by a car. I could have been dead. I could have brain damage, you know. Ever since I got hit by a car, I'm actually fearless now. My mindset has changed. You know, let's keep it moving. But well, like we're plotting these people in The View, the people who watch The View, they're such like robots. We're applauding quitting.
I went to Notre Dame. It's like faith, family, football. It's a big deal, and it's $105 billion industry.
Yeah. Only 45% of Americans think that tackle football is appropriate. Wow. Heterosexual men voted the most support for kids doing football, and conservatives were more likely to support youth tackle football.
I don't think it'll turn people away from consuming the sport because it is, as Sunny says, such a huge.
You know what? Before we go on, what she just said is complete horseshit, complete bullshit. This idea that Democrats and liberals don't like tackle football. This idea that non-heterosexuals don't like tackle football. I mean, you heard how much it said it's a $102 billion business. That's not just because men are watching it. That's for sure. Complete horseshit. Let's keep moving.
part of tradition.
In this country, yeah.
In this country. I grew up, football was just the norm.
Yeah, so y'all tell me. Maybe I'm missing something here. Right. What does conservative or straight men have to do with this issue? Like, why even bring that up?
Nothing.
Like, what's the
nothing.
Point? She literally just brings that up as a way to just try to take a shot at straight men and conservative men who are liking tackle football. I also don't know what she got that statistic that says that only 45% of Americans support tackle football.
Exactly. We don't know where she got that because she pulled that shit out of her ass because it's complete bullshit.
I think that tackle football, specifically, again, the NFL, college football, even high school football, really, I'm pretty sure it has become America's sport, right? I mean, it is the most popular sport in this country. I mean, you have towns.
And not just because heterosexuals or conservatives like it.
Their economies thrive off of high school football, okay? Specifically in the South.
Yes, facts.
I find it hard to believe that only 45% of Americans support tackle football. I think that's a BS.
I find it hard to believe, too.
Statistic. I think that's a BS poll.
Yep,
But again, you know, it's just a shame that during a time like this where, again, you see people from all across the political spectrum, all across the sexuality spectrum, gender spectrum, whatever you want to call it, right? They all are in support of DeMar Hamlin, and there is no real divide, right? There's no real issue. And that's one thing I picked up on immediately, right? I picked up on this immediately as soon as that happened. I was like, wow, literally everybody. Like, I mean, you talk about even conservative, like prominent conservative, you know, opinion hosts or, you know, commentators, political analysts, like everybody, like, you know, gave their condolences, right? Everybody was concerned about it. And here we are, you have Joy Behar, who takes, again, a rare moment of unity in this country and just, you know, takes a big fat dump on it, right? Big fat dump. You straight conservative
tell
man,
Greg.
You're responsible for all this.
Tell
you still support tackle football. Well, I'm here to tell you something, Joy. I don't think tackle football is going away.
Nope.
I think that a lot of people are kind of overreacting to a lot of the stuff, you know, when it comes to the dangers of football. Yes, it's a dangerous sport. It's a dangerous game. But that's why it's the.
But let me chime this in before he finishes. This is a one. I've never seen nothing like this in my lifetime with football. 43 years old, and I've never seen a person have a cardiac arrest, have to be resuscitated on the field before like that. So this one in a, you know, billion tackles anomaly, like that one instance doesn't make it like a consistent thing, doesn't make it a pattern. Yes, football players have brain damage after retiring, some do. And boxers, I would argue, have it worse because they're taking hits to the head. But these people know what they're signing up for. They know the risk. Same thing with a race car driver. People have died driving race cars. They know the risk, but they still love what they do. Let's keep it moving.
Modern day gladiator game, right? It is much safer than what they used to do back in the day.
Yeah, kill each other.
But, you know, I mean, that's just what it is. Injuries like this will happen, and this is not even
Let me chime in. I'm glad he made that point up. Back in Roman days and back in before there was a country called America, yeah, you know, for entertainment, they would watch gladiators get in the ring and kill each other. I think NFL football is 10 steps down from that. Let's keep it moving.
The injury, I mean, this is something that can happen. You know, even if, you know, you get punched in the chest, right? You in a street fight or whatever, like, you know, this can happen in multiple ways. This honestly was just a freak accident, right? Yeah. Like quite literally, this
can happen when you get hit by a car like I did. Keep it moving.
Happened had he not got hit in the chest at the exact right moment, right? Second in his heart rhythm cycle or whatever. That's my understanding of it, right? So this is not something that's happening all the time on the football field. Like, players aren't just, you know, passing out or, you know, collapsing on the football field, going into cardiac arrest because they got hit. That's not what's happening, right? There
concussions,
other injuries that are much more common. This was like a one out of a trillion, like, thing.
See, okay? I said one out of a billion. He said trillion.
Again, when stuff like this happens, it's sad. You got a whole bunch of women sitting at the table
that know nothing to blame about football.
Conservative and straight men for and overreacted, basically, you know, low key trying to call to cancel football or to say that, you know, football shouldn't exist or tackle football should be illegal or whatever.
That's what this is about.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I mean, the NFL, in my opinion, I'm not going to say the league is soft because obviously, I mean, there's still some pretty hard hits, but it's definitely not as, you know, it's not as
hockey. They got fist fights. Hockey's got fist fights.
Put it this way, they don't allow what they used to allow back in the day. Right. No. It's not as gritty as it used to be back
then. No, they don't. And you know what? I want to chime into something when he said about canceling football. Why do they want to cancel it? Because it's something they said. Oh, it's an American tradition. That's why they want to cancel it. Not because it's violent, because it's an American tradition. And these far left radicals want to cancel everything that's an American tradition and create new ones. I've heard enough, man. This is batshit crazy. Well, Joy Behar is a bold-faced liar. That's complete horseshit that she spewed that only heterosexual males like me or conservative males like Greg here are the only ones that like football. Are mainly the ones that like football, the Democrats and lesbians and transgenders and homosexuals. Oh, none of them like football at all. They can't. No way, no how. Once again, thank you for tuning in. Paul Pickett Podcast, and I'm out.